to Las Vegas we go. Cindy Perlman-Gaber has our entertainment report. And the BBC apologizing. It's a little late, though, isn't it, Cindy?
Yeah, better late than never, Bob. But still, very questionable. The BBC apologized yesterday for an incident that happened during Sunday's BAFTA Awards, where the N-word was shouted at two black actors by an attendee who happens to have Tourette's syndrome. The ceremony, which was broadcast on BBC One, has a two-hour delay. It could have been very easy for them to cut this, but they chose not to cut it until Monday morning. And that everyone's baffled. Why didn't they cut it right away for the feed? But they didn't. And this was a moment when Sinner stars Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo were on stage presenting. And the slur came from activist John Davidson. He has Tourette's, and he is the subject matter of that film, I Swear. And he has since said he's deeply mortified if anyone considers my involuntary tics to be intentional or to carry any meaning. Meanwhile, Delroy Lindo, never one to shy down, said that he's upset because no one apologized to him. And he doesn't mean Davidson. He means BBC. He means the BAFTA Awards. He doesn't understand why no one at the time said we're sorry or even acknowledged the incident. And a lot of actors are joining Delroy, including Jamie Foxx, to say unacceptable that they didn't get an apology. And Delroy says he just wishes someone from the BAFTAs spoke to us afterwards.
Yeah, it would be nice if someone had been paying attention. You said there was a delay. It was not a live broadcast.
It's live in London, but the thing is, most people, including everyone here in the U.S., mostly sees it the following day, and they usually have cuts and edits by the following day, but they waited, and this aired Sunday. They waited until Monday morning to make these cuts, which that is, no one has explained why at this point, and they need an answer for that.
Yeah, not good. Well, let's move on to the next Olympics, the Summer Games in Los Angeles. And they're starting to advertise a little bit, aren't they?
On a much happier note, move over Milan. The Olympics there, which were amazing, are over. And it's time to do a little California dreaming on a winter's day. There's this awesome two-minute commercial promo that just came out at the end of the Olympics during the closing ceremony. Kate Hudson, who really is a good singer, she sings this cool, soulful version of the famous Mom and Papa song. And I only wish this was a single. I would be playing it over and over again.
Yeah, let's listen to a little bit of this. Wow, that is really nice. Yeah, she is a good singer, as she proved in Song Sung Blue, didn't she, in that movie?
She's amazing. She has a solo album out. But the cool thing about this commercial is, while she's singing, you see all the iconic backdrops like Venice Beach, the Hollywood sign, and interspersed is all the Team USA athletes. And Kate, who just might qualify as one of the cool people on earth, she said the commercial is, quote, a love letter to the city built on California dreams, powered by the Olympics and Paralympic champions. So check it out. You can see it on YouTube, and you can watch it like 50 times. Maybe I've seen it 45 only.
Nice. When are we going to get to see this documentary on Lorne Michaels?
You know, like you said, Bob, every day is a new documentary. So now up, Lorne Michaels. And this is coming up soon. This is this week, Lorne Michaels documentary that's been in the works for a while. And first ever behind the scenes look into his life. He's a pretty private guy. He, of course, is the legendary creator and the reluctant icon between, you know, who gave us Saturday Night Live. It's going to be a film that's released April 17th. So not actually this week. It's coming up. And it's tons of interviews, too. Tons of behind the scenes. And you have everyone from Tina Fey to Maya Rudolph, John Mulaney, Andy Samberg. Tons of guests, Conan, Chris Rock. And it's a great director. Academy Award-winning filmmaker Morgan Neville did it. So should be a good one.
It's going to be in theaters first, isn't it?
Theaters first and then probably on Peacock after that.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago that I interviewed him for a story I was doing for CBS, and he seemed like a very affable, engaging, good, nice guy. And there have been all sorts of books about SNL and stories, but he's kind of stayed above the fray in a way, hasn't he?
He's above the fray, and we don't really even know anything about him that much. You know, his life, he's kept his life super private and just, you know, puts his head down and works. So I think it's going to be cool to see what he's really like.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be anxious to see more Monsters, Inc. Tell us about this.
Well, you know, you can't keep a good monster off TV. Apple has season 2 of Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, a big live-action series featuring Godzilla, premiering this Friday. This series taps into Legendary Entertainment's Monsterverse. So if you're up on these things, this is going to be all about Skull Island, which is where King Kong is from, and introduces a new menace in the form of Titan X. Apple's keeping the rest of it pretty close to the vest, but the cool thing on this show is there's a human character, and they focus more on the humans than the monsters, Lee Snow, and he's played in present by Kurt Russell, but in the past by his son Wyatt. So kind of a cool father-son thing.
I'll suggest to Marianne that we watch that instead of going to see Wuthering Heights, Cindy.
Oh, yeah. You watch that, Bob. You're going to be seeing Wuthering Heights 1, 2, and 3.
Thank you. It's Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. Talk to you tomorrow.